Well, good morning. Have you here? The rest of them are out there. Have you ever had a prayer not answered? Sometimes it seemed like Jesus did not answer a prayer. I'm going to tell you a story about somebody who didn't have a prayer answered and why. This happened to a woman named Charlie. Have you ever known a girl named Charlie? No, well, her name was Charlene, but her friends called her Charlie. And she works at an office where everyone there is a Christian, and they start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and at 7:45 they have a worship service. And one day, it was her turn to lead out in the worship service, and she dropped her son off at school. And you know the little driveway that your parents take you into the school to drop you off? Well, she was in that driveway, and one of the cars down the other end just quit working. It stalled. And she was stuck in that driveway. And the crossing guards had to direct traffic, so she finally got out of there, and she looked like she might be late to the worship service. And she said, "Lord, please let me get all the lights green and I can make it." And she got to the first stoplight and it was green. And she made, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And she got to the next stoplight and it was red. And she said, "Lord, I need the lights to be green, please." And she went to the next stoplight and it was green, and she got to the next stoplight and it was red. And she said, "Lord, what's happening? I need these lights." And then she remembered something. When she was a little girl, they had gone to see Mount Rushmore, and she prayed the night before. She said, "Lord, let tomorrow be a good sunny day so that we can go get out and see things and have fun." And her father said, "Remember," the weather report was for rain. And he said, "You know, remember the farmers need rain on their crops. And we don't know who needs more, whether they need the water in their crops more or whether we need to see Mount Rushmore more." And guess what it did? It rained. Well, as she was going down, she said, "You know what, Lord? There might be other people who need to get to work on time too. So give me as many green lights as you can." And she got every other light green, and she just barely walked in, just barely in time for her to do the worship service. And she said, "You know, sometimes in order for the Lord to give you something, he has to take it from someone else, and we didn't want that. So sometimes if the Lord didn't give you something, it was because somebody else needed it worse." Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your love. And we pray, Lord, that we'd always understand that if someone else needs something worse, that they could have it, and we'd be willing to let them have it. Praise your holy name. Amen.